Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, Dan, thank you for the update on the breaking news out of Louisville. This is bad. It appears the FAA is confirming it was a UPS plane that was headed toward Hawaii. It appears to have crashed on takeoff. Mm-hmm. Can we join some of the live coverage from our partners in Louisville, Sam?
This is WLKY-TV in Louisville.
During this time, it was likely packed with items that were being shipped. Unsure, though, the details of where that plane was headed, but we do know that it was a UPS cargo plane that crashed around 5:15 today at the Louisville airport.
We want to go now to Jamie Mays, who is also on scene for us. Jamie, what can you tell us?
Jennifer, Rick, from the time we left the station near the Clifton neighborhood all the way here to Muhammad Ali International Airport, we could see a billow of smoke from miles away. You can look behind me right here. You can see we're here near Muhammad Ali Airport, just right outside some of the exits. Just how big this pillow of smoke is here coming from the airport. As you've been told, we're still waiting to confirm a lot of details right now, but we know that there was an explosion, a plane crash. As we were driving in, we could see at some point ash just kind of just falling from the sky onto some of the cars nearby. From where we're standing, we don't smell any smoke right now, but the presence of this smoke is just very overwhelming here. Traffic as we were coming in near the airport is backed up along several parts of the interstate. So we're still waiting on more information.
Let's come back for a little bit, Sam, here.
We live nearby.
It looks like, have you looked at the video, Dan?
Yes.
Looks like as it is coming down the runway to take off, the entire left side under the wing is on fire.
Yeah, it's quite the crash. And of course, if it's just now taking off for a long flight, it is loaded down with fuel and other combustibles. And when it exploded in a fireball, some are describing, and as it was doing this on takeoff, the ground is now, of course, littered with a fireball. And there's fires everywhere.
Multiple buildings are on fire. What I don't understand,
Dan. Are
these
industrial buildings or homes?
I think so. Yes. I see cars. I see parking lots. It is such a huge space when you're looking down at this. You know, they've got choppers up above it. It looks like just a line that I don't understand how it extends that far.
It appears to all be airport property. And just for reference, I don't know what specific jet this was, but some cargo jets are Boeing 747-400Fs, which hold anywhere from 57,000 to 60,000 gallons of fuel.
I read that it's an MD-11.
What does that mean?
Not sure.
Plane is actively, gigantically on fire as it is trying to lift. I mean, it's not like you see a small flame. The entire left side of that wing is on fire as it is trying to take off.
An MD-11 holds 38,000 gallons of fuel.
They have issued a shelter-in-place order for everyone within a five-mile radius of that airport. They are just I don't want to use the word spectacular image. There is a lot of stuff on fire.
We get what you're saying. We understand.
This was a cargo plane.
Flight UPS 2976, pardon me.
You do have the pilots on board, of course.
And WLKY says injuries are confirmed. If the pilot or co-pilot were somehow to make it out of this crash, that would be nothing short of a miracle.
Their saving grace would be that most of that fuel is behind them, right?
I mean, have you seen
the fireball?
Have you seen the fireball, Sam, in real time out that car window? It It's not one. I don't know how to explain it. It is a line of fire.
All right. I don't want to have to lighten the mood a little bit, but we'll continue to
monitor because there's not, you know, that is the latest.
We have given Brian Busby his buzzword of the day. We're going to go to break a little bit early so we can catch his live weather forecast. His buzzword of the day is toot sweet. Toot sweet. We'll see if he can do it when we return here on Dana and Parks.
Dana here for my friends at Overhead Door KC. You know, colder weather is here. It's starting to creep in. Is your garage door ready? Is it loud right now, whining for help? Do not get this fixed once the snow is here. Do it before. And do it with Overhead Door Company. They will come out, perform their full 26-task garage door tune-up for just $79. That is just $79 for up to 3 garage doors and openers. You're going to have to do it once a year anyway. Why not now, just for $79? Call Overhead Door Company of Kansas City now. Get it done before winter gets here. 816-221-0072. 816-221-0072. Or always online, overheaddoorkc.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are standing by for Brian Busby's weather forecast. His buzzword of the day is toot sweet. Toot sweet, which means immediately or right now.
I love that we feel the need to tell people what toot sweet means.
I didn't know.
You're kidding me.
What?
I didn't know what toot sweet meant.
Until I uttered it in the newsroom this morning because I wanted you to play a song that I loved.
Toot sweet.
I wouldn't call that uttering. No. You said earlier you've only yelled one time.
Yeah.
I was like, come on now, play my song, toot sweet.
Lies. Lies abound.
Comes from the French, toot de sweet.
Oh, T-U, is it T-O-U-T?
Mm-hmm.
Toot de sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. I'll
does it really reference a candle that, or a candy that whistles?
Toot sweet.
Get the hell.
Here we go.
Get out. Get out.
Who's supposed to get out?
You!
It's terrible.
Well, I don't know if it was a French name for a candy that whistles.
The candy that whistles. What candy whistles, Sam?
You've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Amen. I will give you that. Thank I will you. Actually give you that.
Preach.
Do we even have any more wheels left for this bus?
No. The wheels are off.
The bus is off. We're just walking.
The bus is in a ravine.
Dragging our belongings behind us.
Yes. 3 children injured. Jeez Louise.
Hoping for the best.
By the way, congratulations to Dana Wright, who got first place under Best Radio Personality Today in the Pitch Weekly magazine.
Again.
KMBZ was awarded Best Radio Station. Michael Mackey was named Best Personality.
Brian Busby, Best Meteorologist. Yes, he was.
We're waiting to hear from him.
He absolutely was.
Hurry up with this boring story about the Titanic.
Stop saying that's boring. The premiere is this Thursday. I am so excited.
I want to get to our buzzword, toot sweet.
Toot sweet. That's right.
I want you guys to all use that in a sentence with your teenager tonight.
That could be y'all's nickname.
Dana, nobody on this show has teenagers anymore.
Which one's tootin'? Which one's sweet?
I want you, when everyone goes home to dinner and you're sitting around the table. Oh, here we go.
Quiet the past couple of days.
Hard to complain. Good with
this
the beard.
Has been, all things considered, it's been a great day today.
Great day. I mean, it's warm compared to where it's going to be, but we are going to look for some changes. As a matter of fact, early next week, toot sweet, very quickly, colder air will move in and temperatures will really start to drop off.
Right out of the gate.
I'm glad we went to it. We would have missed it.
Even got the definition in there.
Wait, can you play that back? I mean,
give me a second.
That was
that was very strong.
I did not expect it that quickly.
Process the audio here.
That's the definition, right?
He got to it toot sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that. Look, my alarm is just now going off to remind us to tune in.
Unbelievable. High temperatures this weekend in the 60s. Let me give you the forecast. Sunday, the high temperature will be in the 40s.
Yeah, we're going to be dropping off.
Wow. So a great day on Saturday. Sunday's going to suck.
But we are going to look for some changes. As a matter of fact, early next week, toot sweet, very quickly, colder air will move in and temperatures will really start to drop off.
You know Chris and whoever the new anchor lady is are like,
what is going on?
What?
What?
Toot sweet? Who says toot sweet?
Brian does. That's who. And Dana, when she wants to hear her favorite song.
I'm just amazingly proud of him. Well done, sir. Well done. Long-term use of melatonin supplements, often used to promote sleep and address insomnia, was associated with a higher risk of heart failure diagnosis, heart failure hospitalization, and death.
Oh, you gonna sleep.
Okay.
Forever.
According to a preliminary study to be presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025, the meeting, which will be in starts in 3 days in New Orleans, is a premier global exchange of the latest scientific advancements. Melatonin is a hormone naturally produced in the body.
We know what the supplements are, and they're marketing some of this stuff to kids. Help your kids sleep. Is this a correlation or a causation, or do we know?
I believe it's a causation is the way that I read this story. Now, I will tell you this. There was a time, I don't take melatonin anymore, but there was a time where I was a melatonin junkie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they come in like, you can get them in 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams, whatever. I would always get the 10 milligram bottles.
Okay.
And I would pop anywhere between 4 and 5 a night before I went to sleep. And so I remember it was my last physical with Dr. Buss before he moved, and now I can't see him anymore because they don't take me as a patient. Jerk. Go back to where you came from.
Not Dr. Buss, the insurance company.
No, Dr. Buss. Anyway, we were sitting there, and he goes, all right, what are you taking these days? What do you? I'm like, I'm on lisinopril. You put me on lisinopril, and you put me on this, statin. And he goes, do you take anything for sleep? And I said, yes, I take melatonin. And he goes, how much do you take a night? And I said, 40 to 50 milligrams.
Oh!
He dropped his clipboard, looked at me, and said, my God, man, are you trying to kill yourself?
Participants taking melatonin were nearly 3.5 times as likely to be hospitalized for heart failure when compared to those not taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Participants in the melatonin group were nearly twice as likely to die from any cause than those in the non-melatonin group over the 5-year period.
I wonder what that means about like body regulation, where you're relying on this to get sleep. It's an indicator that your body regulation is off horribly. And so instead of addressing the core issue, you're addressing the symptom,
right,
which is what most of our medical system does.
Melatonin supplements are widely thought of as safe and, quote, natural as an option to support better sleep. It is striking, one of the authors says, to see such a consistent and significant increase in serious health outcomes even after balancing for many other risk factors.
If it's on this earth, it's natural.
Well, true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we make melatonin in our bodies, but that's where the equilibrium comes into play, where you're supposed to change your lifestyle so that it makes enough so that you sleep effectively.
The study, by the way, included 130,000 adults.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a tiny sample size.
Dana, after Dr. Buss literally looked me dead in the eye and he said, "My God, man, are you trying to kill?" That's a direct quote. "My God, man, are you trying to kill yourself?" I never took another melatonin again.
I think it's okay once in a while, but yeah, you were taking a whole lot.
I was taking too much.
Every night.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the end of the world to use it, Dana, to your point, from time to time if you are having trouble sleeping that particular night, but it's better for you in the long run to figure out why you are having trouble sleeping.
Not rely on it. Yep.
Work out more.
Drink more water. Somebody
says it's addictive like nose spray. Let me tell you something. I quit the melatonin like that. It is not addictive.
It's only addictive in the sense of
psychologically.
Yep.
No, as long as you are pumping it into your system, your body is not making as much.
Right, but I also think, Sam, there have been nights when I used to use it.
For the love of God, look at that plane crash.
I know. I don't know what else to say about it.
Sam, do we still have WLKY available?
The images are.
It
looks like a bomb went off.
The path of devastation
is too long for what this was.
Mike, let's jump back into WLKY if we can.
Local time here in Louisville, Kentucky. After departing from Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport, it was a McDonnell Douglas MD-11 headed to the international airport in Honolulu, Hawaii. The FAA and NTSB are investigating, and the NTSB will obviously lead this investigation here forward.
All right, and we've had several pilots that have been calling in and said our estimation, we've got this from the mayor, of course, with the 280,000 gallons. That is not correct. Maybe we're talking about the weight. I don't know. We'll wait and clarify that.
This happens.
Regardless,
sometimes.
It was full of fuel. That plane was taking off and heading to Honolulu.
And we do have an updated comment from UPS on their website. It says at approximately 5:20 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, UPS flight 2976 from Louisville, Kentucky to Honolulu, an MD-11 with three crew members on board, was involved in an accident in Louisville. At this time, we have not confirmed any injuries or casualties. UPS will release more facts as they become available, but the National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, is in charge of this investigation, will be the primary source of information about the official investigation, and that's UPS's comment as far as this investigation goes and what happened.
All right, the Trimark camera there, Trimark 2, you can see what it's looking like from the traffic situation on 65 there, and then you can see the plume of smoke off to the left. That is off of Grade Lane right by the airport tonight. And then on the right, you can see our WLKY news chopper giving us the pictures of the extensive flames and the fires that are still raging right now out there off of Grade Lane. A plane taking off, UPS plane with three pilots on board, crashed on takeoff. An initial huge explosion. The plane was loaded with fuel. And then that set off a series of explosions and has set several fires, several businesses in that area, recycling facilities there.
Ford
is off, off of Fern Valley Road. Just a horrifying situation to look at, and our fire department has its hands full, as you can see.
We have great first responders who are all out there at this scene right now, are going to have a very long night. With that being said, there is, again, a shelter in place within 5 miles of the Louisville airport. LMPD says that Grade Lane will likely be closed indefinitely, so avoid this area. You can see here on your screen that traffic is already backed up there. As you can imagine, some of these roads, even beyond Grade Lane, are probably likely going to be closed for a bit, as a massive amount of first responders are there on the scene trying to do what they do best, respond and help save people in this emergency. Just a devastating situation for all of Louisville.
Well, when things like this happen, it gets the attention of everyone. Flying is safe, relatively, as far as the numbers go.
And
this
is just
this is what happens when it does go wrong.
And you hear pilots say it all the time that, you know, taking off and landing is, the most dangerous part of a flight. And unfortunately.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious.
We're going to try to get Commander Reed can get on here. Some, if you are a pilot, we'd love to speak with you, and you have seen the size of this explosion, and not the size up, because it's shown on, you can see it on radar. Radar picked up this explosion. Mm-hmm. It is the,
picked up the smoke.
You know, 10 to 20 football fields out that this goes. On Twitter, I'm seeing multiple people trapped at an undisclosed location because they're all monitoring scanner traffic there, Scott.
The path of fire and destruction is remarkable.
And he made comments about how much fuel it might have. It was getting ready for an extended flight to, I believe, Dan, you mentioned Hawaii, or somebody mentioned Hawaii.
Honolulu. Yeah. It was Honolulu, Hawaii.
He had mentioned, like, they had said it was 568,000 gallons of fuel. No, it's 38,000 in the regular tanks. And if it's an extended flight, they have an additional tank. And I was wrong when I said it earlier that most of the fuel was behind them. They have an additional tank underneath the cockpit that holds an extra 3,000 gallons of fuel. So... yeah. 42,000, 43,000 gallons of fuel.
All right, and three crew members on board. And the way that plane was hurtling down the runway, about to take off, and then at the very end, it does appear that it was starting to lift and then just crashed into that industrial area at the end of the runway.
I'm going to guess, sadly, that these three crew members did not make it out.
There are entire gashes and holes in buildings up and down the debris field.
Takeoff speed for an MD-11 is 184 miles an hour.
Yeah. Why hard to stop something that weighs that much, heavy, moving that fast.
We've reached out to Commander Jesse Reed, a good friend of the program, former Top Gun pilot, and he just texted me and said, give me a call during the break, and I will. But... How does a plane that is on fire, is there
any way to stop the lift?
Yeah, is there the plane looks like it is on fire as it is jetting down the runway. Is there any way to stop a plane?
Once you hit that 180 miles an hour,
you have
approximately
630,000 pounds moving 180 miles an hour.
And so, do you just have to take off?
You don't really stop. I mean,
you don't slam on the brakes, right?
If you guys can picture
only a certain distance,
you guys can picture the top of an industrial building. Okay, the top flat metal top of an industrial building. It looks like someone took a knife on the top of one of these buildings, stabbed it, and just dragged it through the building.
That's a great description. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So we continue to follow breaking news out of Louisville, Kentucky, where a UPS cargo plane crashed shortly after takeoff. And by shortly, we mean almost immediately. As it was taxiing down the runway, preparing for its takeoff, there is video that shows, I believe it's the left side of the plane, is engulfed in flames. And keep in mind that this plane, according to Sam, has tens of thousands of gallons of fuel on board prior to takeoff, of course, and is carrying hundreds of thousands of pounds of cargo. And there were three people on board that plane, and I'm not trying to sound flippant at all, but I think it's safe to assume that they did not survive this crash. There is the
debris field is enormous.
And in flames. There is a lengthy debris field that is completely engulfed in flames. The folks in Louisville have asked for a 5-mile,
shelter-in-place
radius. Thank you. Commander Jesse Reed, good friend of the program, former Top Gun pilot, joins us on the KMZ hotline. Commander, welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, and sorry again under these circumstances. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to look at the video? Because it looks like significant fire, either just prior to or as it is trying to get lift up into the air.
Yeah, I did look at the video, and it looks like the whole left side of the airplane's on fire as it's rolling down the runway.
Now, Commander, when you're dealing with a plane with that much fuel on it, that much cargo going presumably 180 miles per hour, is there any alternative other, even if they knew that the plane was on fire, is there any alternative other than trying to get it into the sky?
Or said another way, can you not stop it?
Yeah, okay, better said.
Yeah. So I'll speak very generically. We call it kind of a go, no-go decision or the decision to what in the industry you call it a rejected takeoff, meaning you start to roll down the runway and there's some reason, some malfunction develops as that airplane is hurtling down the runway and you have to make a decision. In the aviation industry, and this is kind of going to nerd out a little bit, but we call that V1 speed. And that is a speed where we do calculations before takeoff, and we figure based on how long the runway is, at what airspeed do we get to as an aircrew, where we either can still stop in the runway that's remaining, or we won't have enough room to stop, and we have to try and take off anyway. So that's probably, again, this is not to speculate any more than this, if they're continuing the takeoff, they were above that airspeed that they had pre-calculated that said, well, we won't have enough runway to stop anyway. We need to try and take off.
It would be the worst case scenario.
It is. It's something that you practice in the simulator as an airline pilot all the time. You get in the simulator, we call them V1 cuts. And what they do in the simulator is they just over and over again, they make you take off and they give you some catastrophic failure right at that airspeed where you have to make that decision. And so from an aircrew training perspective, I mean, you know, here in the United States, our airline pilots are the best at that because we practice it all the time.
Now, we don't know, Commander, and I'm sure you don't know either, if the three crew members on board this plane knew that the left side of the plane was on fire. Well, let me rephrase that. Let me re-ask this question. Is there instrumentation on board that might have told them that the left side of the plane was on fire?
There would be an engine fire indication if it was working correctly. But as far as being able to look outside and tell if you're on fire, you actually don't have that great of visibility behind you in a commercial aircraft. So you can't just look out the window and necessarily see something. You know, maybe a glow from a fire, but that is such an intensely focused phase of flight, you're not looking out the side windows when you're taking off. You are looking straight ahead at the runway in front of you, and you're not looking out the window going, oh, it looks like a wing's on fire. You would not be aware of that visually, other than some sort of indication in the cockpit that says, hey, there's a fire in the engine or something like that.
Okay, and understanding that this entire conversation is speculation, but we're using your flight expertise to try to figure this out. Let's say, just for the point of discussion, that they knew that the left side of the plane was on fire. What would have happened if they had chosen to just, we're going to stay on the ground and we're going to hit the end of the runway? What would have happened?
Boy, that is speculation. I mean, if you're asking me, if I know I'm going down the runway, I've just gone above that speed that would normally determine, hey, I need to try to take off, and then I have awareness that my entire airplane's on fire, well, I'm going to slam on the brakes and try to do what I can and take the chances of going off the runway, because an airplane that's completely on fire is not going to stay airborne very long.
It's too Commander, it's two horrible choices.
It is. And I mean, and it's at the most critical phase of the entire flight, which is on takeoff. I mean, you're heavy, you're full of fuel. You know, the reason we typically don't try to slam on the brakes is because even if you do come to a stop, there's so much energy in an airplane that gets dissipated in brakes, it'll literally catch your airplane on fire on the ground. And it's not uncommon when you do see in the news an airline decides to abort the takeoff, they usually end up evacuating the airplane shortly thereafter because it catches on fire anyway.
Commander,
there's so much heat from that stopping an airplane.
And I want to ask you about the debris field, because it looks like as it is trying to take off and get lift, we're seeing the fire. It looks like it tumbles and almost cartwheels to the left. I don't know how long it would take to stop the momentum of a plane. It's going, 180 miles an hour at that point. But the debris field, the flaming debris field with this particular incident is unlike anything we have seen in scope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to bring up another incident that we all remember, but, you know, if you remember September 11th and those planes hitting the World Trade Center, there's a lot of gas in those planes as well, and you can see what it did to two large skyscrapers. I mean, it brought them down, literally. So an airplane that's fully loaded with fuel is, you know, is basically a flying bomb. And if something like that happens, and it's horrifying.
And
I mean, my heart hurts looking at it. So
I can only imagine. I mean, this is something that you've spent your entire adult life pursuing in a very successful career. But does a plane ever take off without a full tank of fuel?
It does, yeah. That's a good question as well. You know, the airlines are businesses, and they're trying to save a buck where they can. And one of the biggest expenses, probably the biggest expense, is fuel costs. So if you don't, you know, let's say you're going to take off from Louisville, but you're not going to Honolulu, you're going to take off and go to Orlando. Well, you don't need a full tank of gas to do that, and it doesn't make sense to add that weight onto the airplane and the additional drag and just the cost of getting that airplane down there. So it's very common for shorter routes to only put a certain amount of gas in the tank. And I mean, even in my own flying, we rarely take off with an actual full tank of gas, so to speak. So we put enough gas in there to get us there with enough reserves that when we're landing, we have enough fuel to make decisions and have some contingency planning built in when we get to where we're going.
Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it, my friend.
Yeah, God bless, and prayers to the families. Amen. Of probably the deceased.
Amen. All right, Commander Jesse Reed, do appreciate your time. Thank you, sir. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I did the math.
Oh, math is hard. Don't do that on this show.
I'm a nerd. I had to. I had Why? To dig back into my Calc 2 and my AP Physics days.
Okay.
And depending on the variables, everything is depending on the variables.
Of course.
630,000 pounds moving at 180 miles per hour. How long would it take to stop? This is including braking and reverse.
I wouldn't even know where to start on this
jet
math.
Jet engines are intact. Reverse also obviously plays in here. Anywhere from a half mile to just under a mile is the distance it would take to stop. That is 20 to 41 seconds.
Wow. I'm sad for the story, but I'm impressed by your math.
So if you are in that plane, as Jesse was talking about, and you hit that V2 level, because that takeoff speed is 184 miles per hour, and you don't realize until you're getting ready to take off that something's wrong, and you hit the end of that runway, the next mile in front of you is in danger.
Which anyone who works or lives near an airport, you know, when it's very, very rare for something like this to happen. It is still extremely rare.
I hate to say this, and if this sounds awful, then I apologize. But if a plane has to crash, let it be a cargo plane. And because can you imagine if this was a passenger plane?
Yeah, we saw it in India.
With 200 and some odd people on board? My God.
Yeah.
Speaking of math, I crunched the numbers too, and we now have the viewership for the Game 7 of the World Series.
Oh, we were talking about this off the air.
That dumpster fire.
Let me tell you why you're going to hear the numbers in the later innings that you're going to hear. If you were watching that live, we watched it twice, actually. Once you got to the eighth and ninth inning, my phone just went ping, 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 ping. My children, friends were like, are you up? Are you watching this game?
I was at a concert at the Uptown.
I was at the Nebraska football game.
I went into the show, and it was half empty. I walk out to the bar area where they have a TV, and half of the show was in the bar area watching the World Series.
That's how good that game was.
So it averaged across all of Fox Sports' platforms, it averaged 26 million viewers. All right? Which is shockingly low when you think about it. That's less than one out of every 100 Americans.
It's still a lot for a...
You're right about that.
A baseball game.
But it's 1% of the American population. Less than that. Did I do that right, Sam, or is it 10%? It's 10% of the American population. Less than 10% of the American population.
26 million? Yeah.
Yes. See, math is hard. But the game peaked at 10:30 our time in the extra innings with 31.5 million viewers. So that is a tenth of the American population.
That's the text your friend effect and say, where are you? Are you what? I texted you. I said, are you watching this game? It's the best game I've ever seen.
And I said, no, I'm in Lincoln.
Watching your quarterback.
Be lost for the season, yeah. Man, not only did Nebraska lose, but we lost our starting quarterback for the rest of the year. My God. Maine's,
and the Blue Jays lost.
Maine's largest healthcare system accidentally sent condolence letters to more than 500 living patients, informing them that they had died.
We'll miss you.
Can you imagine?
Maine Health attributed the blunder to a computer system error and later apologized.
What did the letter say? Hello, Mrs. So-and-so. We're sorry. You have died.
What I don't understand is if they were indeed all deceased, why are you notifying
the
them? They know.
These were condolence letters, presumably to their families.
Okay.
And Jonathan Bailey has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh, he is.
I'm right here.
A beautiful human.
He apparently is. He's in Bridgerton?
He does not skip arm or leg or ab day. Or bicep day.
Okay. Simmer down.
Or tricep day.
Okay, Dana, I need you to breathe. Right now.
Both of those would fall under arm day.
Shut up, Sam!
Birthdays today. Matthew McConaughey is 56. He doesn't wear deodorant. Ralph Macchio is 64. Kathy Griffin is 65. Jeff Probst is 64. And Laura Bush, the former first lady, is 79. We got to run. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.